Alaska environmental group has lost its appeal of a large Canadian mine planned for just across the border. The developer says the decision shows it's behaving responsibly, but the conservation group says project owners and Canada's government didn't follow their own rules. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has details.
About a year ago, the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council tried a new tool to protest plans for the Kerr Sulphuritz Mitchell Transboundary Mine Project. It appealed to a Canadian agency called the National Contact Point. CX Guy Archibald says it's supposed to address international business disputes.
We're exploring every venue we can to try to protect the transboundary rivers and the communities and fisheries they support from the large-scale development of Canadian mines across the border.
It tried to convince Canadian authorities that project owners didn't follow guidelines requiring stakeholder engagement and environmental protections. But last month, the agency rejected that appeal.
There is no formal requirement for us to engage in Alaska.
Rudy Franck is chairman and CEO of Seabridge Gold. The Toronto-headquartered corporation owns the KSM and another British Columbia mine exploration project.
The confirmation from the National Contact Point in Canada just clearly reinforces the process we went through during the environmental assessment process, that the engagement we had not only with the Canadian authorities, but also with the Alaskan authorities was appropriate and bountiful.
SEAC acknowledges meetings took place involving conservation, tribal, fisheries, and other Southeast Alaska groups. But Archibald says the Canadian government failed to look into what happened at those meetings.
They did not consider at all whether that communication between Seabridge Gold and SEAC was adversarial at all or particularly informative at all. Just that Seabridge had attended some meetings, presented their PowerPoint, and that was adequate.
Seabridge Gold says it's listened to concerns and made changes in its plans. For example, it moved its tailings storage site at the request of British Columbia tribal leaders, and Franck says it added protections to its design for that site, where waste rock is kept after being processed.
There is no requirement, or there was no requirement in British Columbia to actually line the tailings facility, but we agreed that we would line a portion of the tailings facility to deal with material that went through the mill that would actually touch cyanide.
The company continues drilling at its KSM site to locate more valuable concentrations of gold, copper, and other metals, but its biggest challenge is to find investors or partners to turn the exploration project into a mine. Franck says the corporation has turned down several offers because they were not the right match. He says non-disclosure agreements prevent him from identifying those companies. SEAC, meanwhile, continues to push for high-level talks between U.S. and Canada's federal governments. It, other organizations, the Walker-Mulott administration, and Alaska's congressional delegation want stronger protections for Alaska fisheries. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.